The woman beside him leans forward and looks closely out the windshield. She seems doubtful, as though not believing this dirt path winding through a forest will ever bring them to a beach. "This is it?" she asks from the passenger seat. She lifts her tortoiseshell sunglasses to the top of her head. "Are you sure this is the right place, Mac? I mean, it's all woods and trees."
"That's right, Est,"
Coach Alvester said loudly to Estevan, punching his fist in the air as if he had aced Jonathan instead of Estevan. He had moved to court two and stood behind Estevan when he had served. He was also holding a bobolet racket and looked like he would step on the court in no time.
"Now do that every time."
"Thanks, coach," Estevan replied indifferently.
There was a knock at his door, and Martin broke away from his thoughts and looked to see who it was. There, standing in the partially open entry, was Nate Crabb. He was one of the older residents of the building, and was a person someone might go to for advice or meaningful consultation. One had to appreciate the fact that Nate had made it this far in his life without having to deal with too many problems.